Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobster, and this is the Cashflow Ninja.
This is Cashflow Ninja. My name is MC Lobster. Thank you so much for joining us in another episode of Cashflow Ninja and spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me on the show. As usual, you can check out all of our past episodes. There's over 700 podcasts at cashflowninja.com. There's community tools, resources, and much, much more, all at cashflowninja.com. And also, if you want to learn how to become your own bank and learn banking principles that you can use to amplify what you're already doing as a business owner and an investor, check out yourownbankingsystem.com. Teaser, we show you how to use assets that you already have to acquire more assets without selling off the assets that you currently have. That's at yourownbankingsystem.com. I've got another fantastic episode. I've got another fantastic guest, another Cashflow Ninja, just crushing it in the online digital product space and showing others how they can crush it too. I'm joined by Dan Henry. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, man? I love the name of your podcast because I talk about that stuff all the time. I love the concept, and I definitely love the idea of cash flow because that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely. Now, for folks not familiar with you and what you do, can you please share a little bit about your background and journey with them?
Yes. Yeah, so my name is Dan Henry, and I am a Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestselling author, speaker, and I own and am the founder of GetClients.com, which is an eight-figure business designed to help people sell their advice, professional services, or consulting online for a premium price. And, you know, there was a point in my life about 6 years ago where I had to sell water bottles on the side of the road to pay my electric. And I learned the art of, you know, selling my advice online. I created an online course. It did $8 million. And then I decided to switch gears and teach other people how to sell things like online courses, professional services, done for you, done with you, you know, masterminds, just anything that is information related or, you know, agency related. And more importantly, teach them how to charge more, which is better for both them and the client. And since then, I've grown GetClients.com to 20 million. I wrote the book Digital Millionaire Secrets, which is all about selling your advice. That became, as I said, a Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestseller. And we're just, you know, I'm just trying to grow the brand and put the word out and keep moving forward.
Well, you definitely were positioned to help a ton of people in the time that we live in. I look at the past 12 months or so, and I said, we literally like fast forward to 10 years and 3 months at one stage, which is digital and an online business and selling advice and information products. Education obviously being already a billion-dollar industry. Maybe if you want to share some thoughts just on that niche. I mean, the market is just growing and that's where it's going. Info products, education, some of the, and also what are some of the trends that you're seeing in that space?
Well, I think, you know, with the coronavirus pandemic, that sort of, I mean, it was already on track to be a $323 billion industry by 2024, but at this point, it's accelerated dramatically because not only do people have more time at home to learn, but they want to learn because they just now realize something that I realized years ago, a decade ago, that you can't rely on the government to help you. You can't rely on a boss to always have a job for you. You just can't rely on anybody else. You have to take matters in your own hand. And at the same time, the formal education system we have, I mean, we've seen kids homeschooled, doing just fine. We've seen, you know, we've exposed the fact, again, a fact that I've known years ago, that our formal education system is very subpar. And there are thousands, if not millions of people out there who know how to do something, whether it's big, whether it's small, that can help change the world, even in a small way. And if our formal education system will not raise the bar, then by God, we will do it ourselves. And that's anything from people selling, you know, business tax advice, all the way down to, I know people that have made $1 million selling how to jump rope, you know, so just the complete spectrum of, you know, of education, because, you know, that's what humans do. Are really, when you think about the one thing that we're responsible for past death, it's to pass on knowledge. I mean, that is our core, as a civilization, as a species, our core primary directive to ensure the survival of our species is to pass on knowledge. And that's why that industry will always be around and always be profitable.
Yeah, it's almost like you mentioned civilization. Like, how did we used to learn stuff, right? So you would be, let's just say you're in a tribe somewhere, you would learn skills to survive, and maybe it was to hunt or to make stuff or to become a person of value, to add value to that tribe. And then as you graduate from an apprentice to now someone that's really proficient at that skill, eventually you'll just pass it forward. You'll teach someone else, a younger version of yourself, coming along and transfer the skills. And it looks like that was how it was done. I mean, you think about, you look back at the founding of the United States too, and a lot of the founding fathers, you look at the entrepreneurial characters that were amongst them, and you look at how they learned what to do. You know, Benjamin Franklin didn't go to college to learn about the printing business. He worked as an apprentice for someone and learned about the printing business. So it's almost like it's going back full circle again, where in schools, it was basically an expensive daycare up until a certain age, or a free daycare for most of the time. They just learn enough to basically, you know, wipe their backside and keep breathing and regurgitate stuff. There was no skills learned. You know, we graduate high school and college, and some folks can't even balance a checkbook, right? And now there is the online world where they can actually go and learn these things that will equip them much more than any of the existing frameworks to provide value to the marketplace.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's dive into this a little bit. So we've got a number of folks in our audience. So we've got business owners, we've got investors, we've got a wide variety. And one of the things that we've spoken about and shared, essentially, that even if you have an offline business, you have to add something online. And an educational part of this is huge. So to give folks a little bit of some ideas of what they can use from an educational piece and add a course, what would you share with them? Because a lot of them are already involved doing certain things. What would be some of the advice that you can give them to look at potentially adding an education arm to what they're already doing?
Well, it depends on what you're already doing. For instance, if you sell e-commerce products, you know, if you sell, say, barbecue tools, you could easily tack on a cooking course or recipe course or recipe book that costs you nothing to sell over and over again. You know, there's no cost of goods, all the way to taking what you know and creating a high ticket consulting offer or course or mastermind. And so it really just depends on where you're at. But to give you an example, because a lot of people think it's just about making money, right? Like, oh, only make money offers, sell. And that's just not the case. You know, I know somebody that sells a $10,000 coaching offer for saving your marriage. And when you think about that, it's, you know, how could you justify that price? Well, think about it. At $10,000, you're able to provide a VIP experience for that client, while at the same time, the price is justified, because what would it cost you if you did lose your marriage? Only half of everything you've ever worked for. So $10,000 is a drop in the bucket. It's all about how you think about it. You know, I have a client of mine who makes, you know, seven figures teaching people how to clean their desk. Knowledge is the most plentiful product you could sell, and it's also the most profitable. And when you learn to sell knowledge, for instance, I mean, you talk about investing and banking. You know, for me, I create an information business, which is high cash flow, high volume, and high profit. There's just one downside. You can't really sell the business. You could, but you're not going to get anywhere near a multiple that you would get in, like, say, an e-commerce business, like selling physical products. And the more you remove yourself, the harder it is to make that cash flow. The more you talk about your personal story and you put your face on it, the easier it is to create wealth with information. And so my personal investment strategy is I have a high cash flow, high profit, high volume business at getclients.com. And then I take that profit and I put it into a variety of things such as, real estate funds, debt funds, stock, cryptocurrency, short-term loans for companies that have government contracts. I bought a yacht recently and created a yacht charter business where we do regular yacht charters and business consulting on the yacht. So, I know I can't sell this company, or at least I can't sell it and create some sort of nine-figure exit. But even though I make the type of money that a nine-figure exit would justify. So I take that and I put it into investments that create passive income. So at any point during my career, when I say, enough's enough, I'm done, I'm tired, I don't want to do this anymore, I've taken that cash flow and I've put it into things that are completely passive where I don't longer have to work. And that is one final point I'll make on this, is that many people look to create businesses to create passive income. And this is a fundamental lack of understanding around entrepreneurship. You see, an entrepreneur is an entrepreneur. An investor is an investor. If you're looking for passive income, you are an investor. You are not an entrepreneur. You need to get out of that lane, or you need to understand that you have to work. And so I like the best of both worlds. I take my profits and I put them into actual passive investments so that when I decide one day that I'm done or I want to take a break, I'm set for life. That's my personal investment strategy.
Oh, and I love it. And I love what you just shared too. Two completely separate skill sets. One, creating cash and being an entrepreneur. And then the other one is protecting money and multiplying money. We've seen a lot of folks go out and absolutely crush it, build multi-million dollar businesses. And then they try to become an investor and it completely blows up because it's different skill sets, different risk tolerances, completely different mindset in it. So I really like you sharing that and sharing your strategy, the digital product side of it. So let's get back to that for a second, because I think this is very powerful for folks that, like you had mentioned, already have a brick and mortar sort of physical product business, to add something to that and then grow it. What would be some of the different stages? Because you've mentioned a couple now where there would be certain education stuff, there would be certain high ticket offers, there's certain masterminds, there's kind of different levels of that. If you will, if there is sort of a ladder, or what should folks be looking at? And maybe if you could share that framework with us, that would be helpful.
After several years doing this and helping thousands of entrepreneurs doing it and over 20 million in sales just for me, probably a couple hundred million in sales for my clients, I can say this: the real true way to do this is to have one premium offer. You can always have, a mastermind or something after that, but one premium coaching or consulting offer or course offer that, you don't create all these cheap products to then try to get people into the main product. That's a waste of time. It's something that you should do way down the line when you just want to kind of grow. But your first few million dollars are the most easily attainable selling a premium offer, because there are high ticket buyers and there are low ticket buyers. And sure, you can ascend someone from low ticket to high ticket, but there is a default belief set in people's brains, and it takes a long time for them to get over that. It's much easier to go after the type of clients that already have a high ticket mindset. They would rather just pay a premium to get the best possible service. And most people don't go after those buyers. They go after the low ticket thinking that that's the key. And the truth is, no, just go after the people that are willing to pay high ticket. They're easier to sell because they already have the mind frame of investing in themselves at a high level. And on top of that, it's less work. It's less logistics. And there are less people marketing to them because nobody believes they can. And so that's the biggest piece of advice I can give. But just to give you one example, if you own a pizza shop and you make, $100,000 a year with your own pizza shop, you could make $1 million a year teaching people how to start their own pizza shop, or even teaching people how to create their own pizzas at home. I'll give you a perfect example. A good friend of mine, he started an event management business, so an event space management business. His name is Neo, and he's one of my clients, but he's also he's also a good friend and an amazing entrepreneur. And he made some decent money renting event spaces and then like remodeling them and then renting them out as, he'd rent them monthly, but then he'd remodel them and then he'd rent them out for like weddings and things like that. And it was a little business he created. And then he went on to teach that and made millions more, way more than he did with the actual business teaching it. You know what I mean? So I always say everything's more profitable when you teach it and you learn how to do it better when you teach. One of the best ways to enhance your skills is to teach. And so a lot of people say, well, I'm just not ready to teach. I'm not that much of an expert. Yeah, but that's how you become an expert, right? You're always going to start out not great, not amazing. And then as you keep going, you'll get better and better. My ability to teach somebody right now is far better than it was 2 years ago or even 6 months ago. Just like in 6 months or 12 months or 4 years, I'm probably going to be a lot better than I am now. That's just called progression. But if you never start, you never have the chance to level up because you never began. And a lot of people start out teaching information at a very low level, just teaching something simple that they're a few steps ahead of somebody else. And then they quickly ascend because there is no greater way to refine and become better at something than to teach it.
And I like that. The premium offer is already like you mentioned that that's the way to go, because if you could get those folks results, because that's in the end, right? That's what it's all about. Because I think the great world that we're living in right now too, is it isn't just, people aren't just selling to sell. It's like, no, I'm trying to get you from A to B. And the more people I can get from A to B, depending on what you're looking to accomplish using the marriage counseling kind of high ticket offer, there might be a lot of folks that are already number one trying to get from A to B, and you can justify whatever that would be because of the desire is so high and the result is so high for essentially the premium that is charged for the course, right?
Well, yeah, and as well, it's a lot easier to get results for your clients if you charge $500 or even $1,000 or even $2,000 for an online course, and you just give them a bunch of videos and say, go watch these videos. Their chances of success are pretty low. But for instance, we used to charge $1,000. We raised our prices to $10,000. It's a minimum of $10,000 to become a client with my company. But here's what happened. Our clients got way better results. We might have raised our prices 10x, but the results went 100x up because, before I would charge like $1,000. And I mean, I was running myself ragged doing, Q&A calls here and there and videos. And so what I did was I raised the prices. I was able to hire more team. We now have 4 coaching calls per week, 4. And I train my team. They're getting massive results. We have done for you systems. We don't even make people build anything anymore. We just give it to them and they fill in the blanks. And so the value of the program and how high of a percentage the results are far outweigh the 10x in price. And we actually went back and we did a little bit of a study on our entire business. And we found that when we looked at the people that bought at 1,000 and the ROI they got, and then we looked, because it's all about ROI, right? Like, would you rather spend 1,000 and get back 10, or would you rather spend 10 and get back 100? Obviously, you'd rather spend 10 and get back. And that's what we saw, because we just gave such a higher level of service. People got way more results. And that's when I realized, it's a disservice to the client to, not charge a premium price. It's also a disservice to yourself. And you really need to respect yourself. And look, if you're just not there yet, you can still charge a high ticket price. Start out with done for you. Start out with done for you, doing something for someone, get really good at it. Then you can still charge the same and graduate to done with you to then coaching, right? And so you just start removing yourself from the process, but it's the same result. It's the same offer. If I said to you, let me show you how to build a webinar, right? I could start by building it for you, get results, and then move to teaching it and consulting. And you just over time step away. But if you say to yourself, well, I don't know enough about it to teach it, or to just, you know, have people listen to me and be able to do it themselves. Well, I started with Done For You. You know, I one of my first big courses was on Facebook ads. Well, I started doing Done For You Facebook ads. That's how I got good at it. And then I graduated to teaching it because I was so good at it, I could teach it. And so, you know, people just need to reframe their minds about getting started and the doubt and understand that the only way to overcome imposter syndrome and things like that is to build something great. You have to begin building. You have to pick up the hammer because everybody, I mean, look at that famous picture online of Jeff Bezos in his office with a bed sheet up on the wall and he's got Amazon spray painted on it. If you ever say to yourself, I have imposter syndrome, I'm not ready, I don't know enough, I'm not an expert, I just don't know how to get started, go look at that picture and then slap yourself, because that picture right there should tell you everything you need to know about that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is good stuff. Already a lot of great, powerful information here. I'm a pro at butchering quotes. That's just what I do. But Charlie Munger had a sort of a quote, if somebody would tell him where he would die one day, he would just not go there. So alluding to mistakes that people make, you've already covered a couple here. What are some other mistakes that folks that you've seen people make when they start, or when they got something off the ground and growing, that folks can try to not basically go there, using that analogy?
Sure. Well, this is probably the biggest piece of advice I give, and a lot of people won't like this piece of advice. Thankfully, I don't care because I know it's true. And I'm going to tell you not what you like to hear, but what the truth. And the truth is this: you need to hire somebody to teach you how, and you need to pay a lot of money. And here's why. If you want people to pay you a premium price for a solution to their problem, you must be willing to pay somebody else a premium price for a solution to your problem. If you don't, then you're a hypocrite and there'll be too much internal conflict for you to be able to do that. If you want to create a high ticket premium offer, the first way to become a high ticket seller is to become a high ticket buyer. An apple doesn't grow from an orange tree, and an orange tree doesn't grow from an apple tree. You get what you are. We've heard it so many times, you're the average of your top five friends. If you don't buy high ticket items, if you don't buy the best, then how do you expect to ever A, become the best, and charge like you're the best? And if you're the cheapest, nobody expects you to be the best. And if you're the best, nobody expects you to be the cheapest. So getting around that mindset of, well, I can just watch it on YouTube, I can just listen to free podcasts. Well, great. You find me somebody that built an eight-figure business by watching free YouTube videos. I'll wait because it ain't gonna happen, all right? You know, money cannot buy happiness, but it can buy success.
Straight up, no chaser, just like we like it here on the show. So no, it's true. I mean, a lot of folks have asked, what are some of the best investments that you made? And it's education and access. Paying for education and paying for access is the two. I wish I'd known that when I was a little bit younger too, because when you're younger and you're, you know, again, a broke college student, you still have a broke mindset. But if I could go back to my younger self back at that stage, I'd be like, dude, here's the deal. This is what you need to invest money in. Forget about, you know, the real estate first and this first. Start there. It would have just amplified a lot of things. And
you want my best investment advice that I give to everybody, that is like the number one piece of investment advice?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So if you're a business owner, right? Like the default obvious advice is you need to invest in your own knowledge to create a cash flow positive business. But beyond that, let's say you're a business owner or you're an entrepreneur and you start making some money, right? Your business starts making some money and you immediately go put it into stocks or something like that. If you still do your own laundry, cook, clean, take your car to get its tires changed, wash your car, shop, any of those things, and you have a single penny in stocks, you're a terrible investor. And here's why. You don't understand the fundamental value of things, because the number one most valuable thing is you. Your time, every second of your time, is far more valuable than any stock, any bond, anything like that, any real estate. I've created far more wealth by just taking a moment to sit down and write something down, make a plan, record a video, you know, think about my business. And if I'm busy spending time cooking and cleaning and doing all these remedial or menial tasks, then I'm not going to have time to do the most valuable thing. And so my advice is create a cash, first invest in your own education to create a cash flow positive business. Then invest in freeing yourself up. Never, ever, ever spend time doing something that doesn't make you money or doesn't bring you happiness. So if you love cooking because it's a hobby of yours, fine, cook. But if you don't, you have no business cooking. You have no business shopping. You have no business doing any of those things because you could be spending it on your business or you could be spending it with your family, creating happiness. And so first invest into that, free up your time. That way that cash flow business will just expand a lot faster than it ever would have. And then once you have money left over and there's nobody else to hire, there's nobody else to take things off your plate, now you start putting it in stocks and you further your own education. I mean, I make a ton off stocks because not only do I own stock, but I invested $25,000 to learn how to write options, which make me like an extra $8,000 to $12,000 a week that I wouldn't have had before if I didn't. So education, freeing up your time comes first before real estate or stocks or any of that.
No, that's very powerful because in the end, true wealth really is measured in time. And if you start with that, like you said, at the beginning already, understanding that that's the goal is the freedom, you know, because it's not building another prison for yourself and doing all these other things that you don't like doing, but time, I mean, that's the goal, just freedom of time, freedom of money, relationships, place, you know, purpose. That's the central thesis. And it starts with time. You don't control your time and have freedom over your time, then you've just created another prison for yourself. And that's a lesson I learned too, building one of my businesses. When I started doing that, I'm like, I just basically created my own prison. Now my own boss. What am I doing here? And I had to kind of rebuild everything, break it down and rebuild it more intentionally. So appreciate that gold. Wanted to touch quickly on, if you want to just summarize quickly for some of our listeners out there and give them like a quick breakdown with a game plan for, you call it your 30-day $10,000 blueprint. And if you just want to share that framework with them.
So there's a chapter in my book, Digital Millionaire Secrets, called 30 Days to 100K. When I first got started, I did two webinars, which is like a free training where you give away some valuable info. And then at the end, you make an offer to buy the premium paid training. And the first one I did 48,000, the second one I did 52,000. So I did about 100 grand in my first 38 days. I documented that entire day-by-day process. I mean, when I had lunch, everything, and I put it in my book. And you can definitely grab that and the whole plan's there. But to summarize, essentially what you do is you go and start finding where your audience hangs out, Facebook groups, maybe it's VBulletin forums, what have you, and you set up whatever profile it is. So let's just say Facebook, right? You set up your profile to lead them to some sort of community building tool. That could be a free Facebook group. That could be a downloadable cheat sheet or PDF guide that gets them on your email list, some way to congregate those people and build your own community. And you go out to other communities and you begin giving value. You answer questions. You keep an open loop going on the questions, you give real amazing advice. And then when people see this advice, they get curious. They click on your profile to check you out. They see this offer on your profile. They've already gotten value from you in the other communities. So they take that offer and then become a part of your community. And then you nurture your community and then you get them to a training. You present some amazing information, you make an offer, and then you make your first set of sales. That's the real sort of summarized. I highly recommend though, going through it in the book and because I literally have day by day, step by step, click, almost click by clip in the book.
Awesome. And I got to say too, doing some research for our interview for our listeners and viewers, getclients.com, ton of information, podcasts, videos, There's a lot of stuff there. So ton of valuable information. If you want to learn about this and also the book, there would be a link on there to get that too. I highly recommend you check that out. The blueprints in there, day by day step. I don't know what else you need to get started and adding something else to your business. Daniel, one of the things that and habits I've learned from wealthy and successful folks is they're always learning new things and studying. What are some of the things you're learning right now and studying?
I'm always studying things like investing and taxes. We were able to get my tax rate for 2020 down to 6.5%. And probably I do some of the stuff that that you do or teach, like, you know, the like self-directed insurance companies and, you know, things like that. So we did a lot of that. I'm always trying to learn about ways to be an entrepreneur at a higher level, not work in my business, but work on my business. So right now, the main things that I'm studying are things related to mindset from the greats, investing, stocks, heavy into learning about cryptocurrency right now. I lost 25 pounds recently, so I've been heavy into learning that and about nutrition and just constantly developing a better self. And as well, I've started two new companies, which will kick off in the first quarter of this year. I'm excited about those. One is a physical product business. We sell a planner. It's my personal planner that I made to stay productive. And the other one is a mindset company. It's called howtothink.com. I can't believe the domain was available, but it was. And it's great. And so, and here's honestly why I started that company. You know, I've been on thousands of coaching calls over the past, you know, 5 years, and 99% of questions aren't really business or marketing questions. They always somewhere, somehow come down to mindset. And I ended up having to teach mindset and become good at that in order to get my clients results. So I thought, well, I'd really like to serve at a higher level. And so that's why I'm creating that company where we're going to make it accessible to everybody, not just people who have 10,000 or 55,000 to buy high-end consulting. We're actually going to be doing daily mindset mentoring so that you can achieve anything in life by changing the way you think for just $7 a month. So yeah, so I just want to be able to serve at a higher level and serve more with that company. So it's exciting.
Appreciate those too. This Cashflow Ninja right here, the first thing taxes. We talk about that all the time. You can make as much money as you can, but if you can't keep any of it and you give most of it away, you're still...
And don't leave it in the bank.
Yeah.
There's nothing for you there.
Exactly. Another thing, don't leave it in the bank. And to your point with mindset, it's so important. There's a mentor of mine that every time I run into an issue, I got on a call with him and he's like, MC, is it a strategy or a mindset issue? And then I'm talking about if there's a problem that I was looking to solve. And we talk about, he's like, well, the strategy is fine. Then the problem is, you know, the mindset. You got to get your head ready to break through that next barrier. So very, very important stuff. Now, a core message in our show is to leave our families, communities, and the world better than we found it by passing down a mindset, speaking of mindset, values, and principles to future generations, not just money. So if you cannot pass on any money to future generations, and we're only allowed to pass on three principles to them to build wealth and achieve happiness and success, what would they be?
The three principles are, number one, thinking for yourself. Your beliefs, whether it be political, religion, your views on money, your views on health, all of those views are pre-programmed into you from your childhood and your environment. They're your default programming. And if you never challenge that default programming, you will never, ever progress as a human and in thought. And so what I like to do is create the concept of the second mind. And the second mind is basically you close your eyes and you create a second mind that challenges the beliefs of your first mind. And one of two things happens. You either change your belief by being open to new information. You learn how to debate with yourself and develop new beliefs and better beliefs that are more accurate and serve you better, or you validate the beliefs you do have and learn how to better argue them and teach them. The second is investing in yourself, which I sort of covered earlier. The most important investment you can ever make, both time and money and energy, is in yourself. One thing I do is every morning I take a morning knowledge walk. I get up in the morning, I get 10,000 steps in about a 45-minute walk, which helps me stay active, helps me stay have a good ability to concentrate because my activity levels are up. And I listen to an audiobook and I give myself a little bit of knowledge every day. Your brain is simply like a muscle. If you don't work it out, it's going to just sit there and be all flabby and hang off your bones. You don't want that to happen with your brain. So you want to always invest in yourself, not just money, but time, health. You know, I'm sorry, but if you're not healthy, it's going to be very difficult for you to achieve things in life because you're always going to be dealing with your health. And if you don't deal with your health now, you're going to have to deal with it later. So invest in yourself in all categories. And finally is create and understand your own definition of happiness. You know, Will Smith said that most people will spend money they don't have on things they can't afford to impress people they don't like. And that's something I did, you know, early in my career. I remember I bought a Lamborghini because I thought everybody else has a Lamborghini that is making money. I need a Lamborghini. And I hated that thing. It drove like crap. People would just sit on it when I went out to dinner. It was not enjoyable. The battery would die all the time because, you know, of all the power that thing sucked. And I just didn't like it. And one day I just had enough and I sold it. I didn't care what anybody thought. And I bought a Tesla so that it could drive me to work and I didn't have to drive. And that's what made me happy. And I realized that, you know, because when you're a man, you sort of grow up and you think, I need to be a man. I need to be my own man. And you know, I'm sure there's an equivalent for women as well, but just speaking as a man, I would say that when you're young, you think that you need to do manly things, you need to show power, and you need to show off to be considered a man. And then when you get a little older, you realize that a real man does whatever the hell he wants. And that's the truth. And so the sooner you can realize that what you want, what makes you happy and not what makes others happy is really the first step to creating happiness and not saying, you know, well, I need this because this guy has that and he's happy or, you know, whatever it is, you have to create your own happiness and put you first and not try to just attain things because you think you should want them. And that goes for anyone, men, women, anybody. Your version of happiness should be your version of happiness. That is a huge thing that unfortunately you start to learn in your 30s. And I wish people would learn that a little sooner. I wish I did.
Absolutely. Golden stuff there. Awesome. I appreciate you sharing that. Where can folks learn more about you? Grab your book. I mentioned Get Clients already, getclients.com. Anywhere else they can follow you on social and get in touch?
So that's like the central hub, my podcast. You'll find links to my podcast there. A ton of free video training there, our core training, which is our 5 steps to grow a digital product business, the book, all that. And my social links are there as well. But if you want to follow me on social, it's at Dan Henry for Instagram. I'm pretty active on there. And I'm also on Clubhouse a lot at Dan Henry. I do a lot of rooms on Clubhouse. But getclients.com will allow you to get started right now. And there's a ton of information on there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your journey and your knowledge and providing so much value for all of my listeners and viewers.
I had a great time. Hope to do it again.
Awesome. And thank you for just spending your most valuable resource, your time once again with me on the show. Check out all of our past episodes with Cashflow Ninjas, just as Dan at cashflowninja.com. Until next time, live infinitely.
This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.